If you're trying to follow the game, well, it's over on Fox 1340. If you don't have, you're listening to radio right now, so you have access to radio. But if you're looking for a good Twitter follow, Jesse Granger from The Athletic is covering the game right now. So he was a subject this morning as it appeared that he accused one of your writers, but didn't name the writer, of plagiarism, that someone had copied one of his stories. There's a lot to the story, but the tweet I saw this morning, which I can't find now.
Yeah.
9:17 this morning, Jesse said, "I love waking up every morning." Keep that in mind, every morning.
Yeah.
"Picking up the local newspaper," I assume he was talking about you guys, not the Las Vegas Sun.
I would assume so.
"And reading an attempt at a replica of my exact story with all the quotes from my interviews." He said, "All I can say is I promise the original is better." It's pretty clear that he's accusing someone at the RJ of plagiarism.
Yeah, that was it. And then he was pressed on it and admitted who he was.
Who was he pressed on it by?
Some Twitter users. I know a couple of our guys jumped on there. And
Ed Graney was tweeting at Jesse an awful lot. And Ed's been in the business for how long now?
I don't know, 50 years? He's an old man.
Okay, I don't think he's that old, but we'll say safely, you know, a good 30 years.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. And
did not take that well that someone on the staff was being accused of plagiarism, especially not by name.
Yeah, for sure. And he said, "Hey, if you're going to say it, say it." And Jesse actually, you know, came. "This is the story I'm talking about." Now, there's a couple problems with it. First, if you read that tweet, you would think that Jesse posted a story and somebody else copied the story, right? And that's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a problem. Dave Shane, who is the outstanding beat writer for us at the paper, wrote the story yesterday. Jesse's posted this morning. So if anybody copied off anybody...
That's a good point. I guess if you're waking up in the morning and it's in the print newspaper, it had to be in... You were talking about deadlines for the Raiders game last night. It had to be in by 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah, his story's in there yesterday.
So the timeline doesn't match up.
Now, Jesse came back later and said, "Well, what I mean is I was asking questions and Dave Shane listened in on the answers and then wrote a story based on those answers." Now, he was referring to a Scrum interview with several different reporters asking questions and getting answers. I'm sure people understand there's Scrum interviews and there's press conferences where you're going to get all the same quotes because you're all doing the interview together. But that's not what that tweet leads you to believe. And I saw people, you know, coming right out like, "Oh, it's plagiarism." Like, that's not even... He was kind of insinuating it, but that's not even what he was actually accusing anybody of. Because, again, Dave's story was up first. So if anybody copied, it would be Jesse. And as I said, he tried to clarify it. He has now tweeted an apology, as he should, because he was completely wrong in every way. There's zero legs to stand on. And, you know, by the way, there's many, many, many issues of far more egregious things that have been done by people that are making accusations. So I'd be very careful.
His apology came down about 15 minutes ago. He said, "I'd like to apologize for my unfounded tweet this morning regarding stories by the local paper. I feel terrible that I discredited the work of another reporter, and I have apologized in person to everyone involved."
Yeah. And I talked to Dave. He said that is true. But again, I think it takes more than that. I think you need to, first of all, as I said, he tweeted the apology. There's people responding to him. I still think you're right. Jesse, if you listen to this, and we'll talk about it in person too, but if you are listening to this, you need to go to every single one of those people and respond to them and say, "No, you're wrong. I was wrong. Don't continue to say that I was right because I was wrong." He was wrong in every single way. This was completely ridiculous. And, I mean, lying, first of all, disingenuous, and also pot calling kettle black in a lot of ways. Be careful. It is such an accusation to levy against somebody, mm-hmm. and to have no basis for it, and then to have sycophants that are following you continue to stand by the original thing. You guys need to figure out what's going on too. You're wrong, and he needs to go to every single one of those people that are responding to him right now and tell them that on Twitter.
All right, there you go. I have no dog in the fight. Although I will note that The Athletic is banned from going on certain radio stations.
True.
Not because of this sort of behavior, but other issues. And remember, folks out there, the group of you that do have subscriptions to The Athletic, which they have a lot of good writers. They do a lot of good work. October of 17... one of the co-founders, Alex Mather, on goals of what The Athletic was trying to accomplish. We will wait every local paper out and let them continuously bleed until we are the last one standing. We will suck them dry of their best talent at every moment. We will make business extremely difficult for them. So that is a company that is very much into competition. Hey, we all like to compete. You know, we're all radio. We're competing for advertising dollars. We're competing for ratings, not this show. But that was the edict put forth by the co-founder a couple of years ago. So there's a big competition now. It's, you know, you guys in the traditional media against the online media, and maybe it got a little out of hand today.